Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media as well. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. All right, we got Marcus Cromartie, former NFL cornerback, now an NFL analyst, coming up at the bottom of the hour, followed, of course, by Inside the Parker. But first, we're going to go back to the NFL. And we had Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, on yesterday. He now does a radio show in Houston and very plugged in there, particularly with the football scene with the Texans. And Rob, when we were talking with him yesterday about the Deshaun Watson situation, Sean dropped some very big news. And what he said was that Deshaun Watson does not want to play this year for the Texans. We know he wants to be traded. But he's saying that Deshaun Watson is like the third or fourth string quarterback right now. Obviously not because that's his ability, but because he doesn't want to play. Even to the point, Rob, where if he is not put on the commissioner's exempt list, Salisbury said Deshaun doesn't want to play and may not play even if he's on, if he's not off the exempt list and he's allowed to play. Here's Salisbury.
Came to him right now and said, dude, we want you to play. There's no restrictions. He'd say no. He does not want to play. Everybody I've talked to close to the situation says, I said, you're telling me if David Culley went to him now and said, Deshaun, there's no restrictions. We want you to play here. From three different people said he'd still say no.
Now, Rob, both Yahoo's Charles Robinson and Fox's Jay Glazer have reported that the Texans hope to have Watson be their starting quarterback this year. Now, Salisbury, conceded, Rob. He believes Deshaun Watson will never take another snap for the Houston Texans. And not because he's going to jail or whatever. We have no idea what's going to happen with his legal stuff. But he just feels like the team is going to be forced to trade him. And, Rob, my thing is this. First of all, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I actually want to get out there and play. I get it. You don't want to play for the Texans. But at this point, with the other things that are going on in his life, and who knows? Look, he's apparently seen some stuff with the Texans that really turn him off, right? He's done with them. The way the organization's run, maybe they weren't, you know, they lied to him or whatever. I don't know. But, Rob, if I'm in that situation personally and I got all of this other madness going on in my life, I'm just ready to play football. We've heard athletes say the field, the court, the diamond, it's a sanctuary. I can, whatever else is going on, I can get out there for those 9 innings, those 60 minutes, those 48 minutes, and get away from it. And if I was Deshaun Watson, whatever thing, I mean, unless it was absolutely egregious, I'm not worried about that right now. They got a new coach. I'm willing to go in there and play football. And also, Rob, get people once again seeing me, even if it's only for football, but seeing me in a somewhat of a positive light. Doing what I do best. And I'll say this, Rob. I just don't see, like, if he's not willing to play, then he can't get paid. It's not like he's been benched. If they want you to be the starter or want you to play and you say no, then how do you get paid?
You don't. It's insubordination. You can be suspended without pay immediately. If you say, I'm not playing, or I'm not getting dressed, or I'm not taking the field, it's insubordination.
And even if you say, right. I'll get dressed, but I'm not playing, which apparently is what he's kind of doing.
If we tell you to take the field and you don't, right, you don't play, they can suspend them without pay. And then if you got to go to an arbitrator and say he's insubordinate. You know that. I mean, that's a case you can't win.
Because, Rob, apparently and reportedly, the only reason he showed up to camp was to avoid the $50,000 fines, which you can't get that money back anymore. I get that, but you really didn't show up to camp if you're there but not willing to play. That's not a loophole that I think you can get through. Okay, you showed up physically, but you're not here.
If you're not willing to play, then I think they would have the right to withhold or not pay you money.
Right.
Chris, you could come to the radio station or whatever, and if you sit in the other room and say, well, I'm here, I'm at the office, I'm in Sherman Oaks, but I'm not going on the mic with Rob.
Right.
Well, I mean, seriously, do you think you're going to get paid?
No. And what do you make of this? I mean, you've heard me talk about Watts. I don't understand this.
I don't understand it either. I don't know what was so egregious that, my God, he can't play. You know what I mean? For them, just go out, do your job. You could still make your point that I don't want to be here. And keep making that enough to the point where at some point they'll decide to move you, but you still got to perform. I mean, you can talk about whatever you want. Was Aaron Rodgers at training camp day one, Chris?
Right.
He was there. He's still not totally happy, but he's there. He's at practice with his teammates. He's playing. It's one or the other. Either you're retiring, Chris, because you don't want to play there, and they hold on to your rights for the length of your contract, and after that's up, you can go play somewhere else, or you got to play ball. That's just how it is. That's why you signed the contract. You got to play ball.
He's 26 years old, Rob. They have his rights until he's 30. What? I mean, they don't have to trade him. Now, obviously, he's an asset. If he gets through the legal issues, fine. He's able to play. There are no concerns about his future. He's an asset. So, yeah, you might want to just trade him and get something for him. But they don't have to do that. Like, is he willing to give up football? Obviously, Rob, I mean, you better get that money. It was a 4-year, $156 million deal. This is baffling to me. And I got to be honest, if I'm the Texans, and Sean said they're just trying to make it, they want to make it amicable. They don't want any problems, any issues, all that. If I'm the Texans, I got to be honest, I'm testing. I'm like, look, Deshaun, first of all, Rob, I'm trying to get through to the league, which I'm sure they've been doing. What's going on here? Is he likely to get suspended? I get it. You don't have all the answers, but when do you think we'll get something? What's the timetable? All right, I'm trying to find that out. And then if it looks like he actually might be able to play through the season, then I'm going to him like Deshaun. Nothing's changed. We haven't traded you. You're our starting quarterback. We want you to play. And then to your point, Rob, if he doesn't, I mean, like you said, it's insubordination. You can't get this money. I come on, man.
You can't. Chris, if you don't perform your job, you're not going to get paid. Otherwise, everybody could sign a contract and sit on the sideline and say, I'm not playing. Right?
Right. Right.
A boxer could sign a deal for a fight, Chris, show up to the arena, sit in his dressing room and say, but I'm not fighting. Where's my $5 million?
Right. That's a good analogy.
Right? That's exactly what it is.
Great analogy. This is bizarre. This is absolutely bizarre. And look, I just hope justice is served, right? I was going to say, I hope that, he gets through this okay. And I'd love to see that, but who knows? Maybe
we just don't know,
right.
and maybe the league will come down.
If they were abused and harassed, then justice should be served.
Exactly, Chris. You're not on anybody's side. You're
right.
On justice's side.
Right.
What happened? If they were violated, then the perpetrator should be punished.
Yep.
If they made up the story, then they should be punished. Right.
Yep.
That's how I am.
I agree wholeheartedly.
One or the other. Like what's the truth here?
So, to me, he's got to – they need to put his feet to the fire. I'm not sure why they're allowing him right now to be the third-string quarterback unless they've gotten word that something's coming down and something's coming down soon.
That's the other thing, too, Chris. I'm thinking, like, do they know something? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
'cause why else would you put up with this?
I agree. And like they're like, go ahead, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter anyway because you're not going to get paid, or you know what I mean, or
yep,
go
yep.
ahead,
absolutely.
There's got to be something like that.
Yeah, well, it's a mess there in Houston. Their season. I mean, poor David Culley, Rob. they were bad last year. They're going to be bad again. Probably with or without Deshaun, but especially if he doesn't play. And so it is a tough situation for David Culley to be placed in, but it is what it is. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If Deshaun Watson is clear to play this season by the NFL, should the Texans force him to play? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. This is Majestic. What is it? I have no idea.
This sounds like a 70s cop show. What is...
Well, it sounds like Knight Rider. Is it Knight Rider?
No, it's not Knight Rider.
No, Rob, you're right. It's Chips.
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 Yes,
Chips
I told you.
Good. Chips was good.
Not chocolate chips, but chips.
No, those are Odd Couple exclusive, Rob.
That's a good joke. You didn't make that. Did you make that joke up?
I made that up. Yes,
well,
I did.
Well, tell it. Tell it. That was a good joke.
I said, yeah, that the NBC was, was remaking all these TV shows, and they're thinking about remaking Chips, except it'll be an all-black cast, and it'll be called Chocolate Chips.
That's a good one. I'm not sure I believe you made that up.
I made it up. Why can't I make that up? Wow.
Because it's funny.
Hey, we are... So I was going to say, Judge just went deep. Did you see that? Did that show up on your...
Yeah,
not, you didn't see that yet?
I'm in commercial now, so I just missed it.
No, you missed it.
I must have been looking down.
Because I'm in commercial, too. Okay. Judge hit a 3-run home run with two outs to right field in the cornfield, Chris. So it's a 3-1
Yankees. I was just thinking as he was up, I was like, it'd be nice to see Judge go deep. And now he does, and I missed it. I'll catch it on the highlights. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, you know what to do. Go on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and even free battery charging. You can't beat that. So next time you're having battery trouble, or to prevent yourself from having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Sean Salisbury says Deshaun Watson does not want to play this year. That even if he's allowed to play, even if the Texans want him to play, that he won't. Rob and I say, you can't get paid if you don't play.
Right.
What do you say?
If he doesn't want to play, but...
It's not revolutionary.
It's, exactly. It's pretty simple. Let's go to... let's kick it off, Chris, with... my phone just went. Is it Mark in Chico, California? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Well, first off, Rob, there's got to be some penance for that bad chocolate chips joke. You've got to get some Hail Mary.
I thought that was a good one. You didn't like that, huh?
No, man, keep your day job. And unless you're going to go with the feathered hair parted down the middle and brought back, don't bring back chips. So with that said, let's talk precedence for a second. And I've got about a minute and a half of law school, just enough to be dangerous. So I'd want to put this off to Florio or someone like that. Here we're talking about precedence. A contract is an offer, acceptance, and consideration. All the components are there. But if you're Deshaun Watson, if I'm him, I'm going in there and saying, really, you want me to play? All right, I'll play. Interception, fumble. Still want me to play? I'll play. Here you go.
Nah,
baby.
But you
– I'm going to lose every game.
Let me,
and
keep him on the line.
Yeah, please, because you could do that, and you could still be suspended that you're not – you know, like you could make the case that you're not trying to play and suspend the guy without pay. There would be something that – some action you could take. It would be like a guy, you know, missing a ball through his legs, Chris, or
right. He's throwing the game.
Right, he's throwing the game, and that and first of all, you wouldn't want to do that as a professional athlete because that might stop you from playing for anybody.
I was going to say, what are other teams going to think of you? Are they going to want to trade? And maybe
exactly.
They would, because you still obviously have great talent, but that would hurt you. Could hurt your value with other teams, and also your teammates. Like, are
okay.
You going to? You know what I'm
you
saying?
Can't
so go
do
ahead.
That. You can't, Chris. Your reputation would
okay.
Be
okay.
Okay.
Number one, prove that I'm doing that. I can do it pretty slight.
Well, you know,
and
I don't
two,
know. We go ahead.
And two, if maybe I don't do it in a game, maybe I just do it all through practice. I'm just disruptive enough to PO you off, but not bad enough where you're going to have me for insubordination. I won't hold you on this, guys, but if you get a chance, ask one of your attorneys that comes on like Florio and find out how the Players Association would handle that, because you know the Players Association would be all over that like a dirty shirt trying to protect him from that because he doesn't want to be there. I think
the
problem that we run into is you're going to set a precedence on guaranteed contracts, and this is the problem we're going to run into.
Set a precedent meaning what? What do you mean?
Well, going to pay you this $156 million. It's guaranteed money. Now, we're now in the NFL where before you wanted to play because it wasn't guaranteed money. You could be cut, okay? Now we've set this in the last, what, 2 or 3 years of guaranteed contracts for these
right,
guys.
But they're not fully guaranteed. I know what you're saying. You get more guaranteed in the past. They're not fully guaranteed. And the flip side to that is that baseball's had guaranteed contracts for 40 or 50 years, and that doesn't play in. You know what I mean? And so has the NBA the NHL.
If Rob went out there, and that's a good point, that maybe he would do it in practice, right? And you probably could disguise it easier in practice. But if I'm the Texans and I think he's doing that, I might throw him out there anyway in the game and see if he does it. Because, Rob, you know, the stakes in a game, like we said, other teams see you.
I can't see a player doing that.
That's hard to see. I really can't. I mean, obviously there's been instances of players throwing games for money.
Yeah,
but I can't really think of a time, Rob, where I knew a guy, you saw a guy out there just fooling around and basically playing poorly on purpose. And not to mention, Rob, the danger. Here's the thing. You start doing that in games, guess what your left tackle might do?
Right.
Let that defensive tackle go right by him. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So you don't want to do that, especially in football.
Eddie in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. It's 3-2 Yankees over the White Sox. Tim Anderson with an RBI double. Go ahead.
Haney's having a pretty good game. Besides that, Abreu hit that, you know, the home run.
Yeah, but, no, he's pitching well, yeah.
So speaking about Watson, I don't think they should force him to play. If the dude doesn't want to play, go sit down.
But they're paying him millions of dollars, man. Are you kidding me?
Really? Well, the reason I say that is because I've talked to so many football there goes a nice little hit. Okay. I've spoken to so many football players over the years, and they've always said, like, if you don't have the love to play the game, don't play it. Like, I don't think Watson has the love to play for the Texans. So why would he have to risk his body? You know, plus he's a running quarterback, so he's going to get hit.
We get that, but then you have to forfeit your money, is what I'm saying.
I agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page. If you don't want to play, that's fine. You can resign. You could retire. You can retire, and they hold on to your rights for 3 or 4 years, and then you could, at 20, what did you say, Chris? He's 26?
30. They got his rights until he's 30.
And then he's 30 years old, and he can go try to get, he's a free agent and can play any way he wants.
But, Rob, you notice, let's say he sat out till he was 30 and came back, they still have his rights. They have his rights for the next 4 years. Whenever he starts playing again, they have his rights. That's the situation.
So then he would never be free.
I mean, they could really do that if they wanted to.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Aaron Rodgers said that he wasn't going to be returning to Green Bay unless it was in the case of a teammate's wedding. And where's Aaron Rodgers? He's back in Green Bay.
Right.
So I think that, you know, there's all this tough talk and, you know, people draw all these definitive hard lines and I'll never do this, that, and the third. When the season gets rolling and the action's there, A, and then B, I'm looking at the Texans schedule. Listen, they got the Browns, they got the Bills, they got the Patriots, they got the Colts all in, you know, their first couple of games. And so first, they're going to need their best players out there for starters. And then in Deshaun Watson's case, don't you want, if you want to go to a new team, to have a value for the Texans, you know, when you go on the free market to show teams that you can actually play versus you sitting out and it becomes this huge question mark and teams don't know, do I want to make this investment? Do I not want to make this investment? So that's one of these things, whereas if they can see you and you can see certain production, the Texans will get more in return and you'll have a better probability of going to the destination that's favorable to you. So I can understand how, as the lawyer said who led off, that, you know, when we're debating and negotiating back and forth, there's all of this tough talk, and walls that go up. But, you know, once things get rolling, I think players want to be out there and organizations want their best players to be out there, and these things get resolved seamlessly. Thanks for taking the call.
The thing is this, things are rolling, right? I mean, it's time to get ready for the season. Right. And he's still not,
season,
you know,
games are starting.
Right.
I mean, right. Remember, there's only three of them. I mean, we're a month away, Chris. What's today? The 11th or something, right?
September 9th is the...
Right, but the first games are like that weekend, the 12th. It's like a month away. Like, that's the first game on that Thursday night. But the season all gets ready to go a month from today, basically.
All right, we'll continue this conversation with Marcus Cromartie, former NFL cornerback, now an NFL analyst. But first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to welcome in our next guest. He's a former NFL quarterback, now an NFL analyst, Marcus Cromartie.
Marcus laugh.
Welcome to the Odd Couple, my man.
What's up?
Man, what's going on, man? I see you're talking big money, Chris. Let me hold something.
Yeah. hey, bro, look, we speaking of big money, we were just talking about Deshaun Watson, former teammate of yours in Houston. And look, we're not on the side. Rob and I, we want the truth. We want justice, right?
Exactly.
Whether it's him, the women, whatever.
Whoever. Whoever
we
committed.
Had Sean, and you're familiar, obviously, with Sean Salisbury, former quarterback. Mm-hmm. He was on our show yesterday. He has a radio show in Houston. And he said that Deshaun does not want to play this year, to the point that even if he's not put on the commissioner's exempt list and he's able to play, and that the Texans want him to be their starter, which Jay Glazer and other reporters have said, Sean said that Deshaun still would not play. And Rob and I don't get this. Number one, I'm not paying you if you aren't willing to play.
Right.
Insubordination. But what do you think is going on here if this is indeed true with Deshaun?
Well, I think personally when I guess he's seen they wasn't per se behind him throughout the whole, you know, off season, and they kind of kept quiet. And, you know, if this is your franchise guy, why not stand behind him? He might have a bad taste in his mouth, you know. But like you said, you can't pay a guy who don't play.
Right.
I've been hearing, you know, you hear all the rumors about him maybe going to the Eagles, you know, maybe him going to the Colts with Carson Wentz being out for how long, you know, how long. But I think him to the Eagles sounds good, honestly. Him for Jalen, you know, you never know. But I think there's a bad taste. His trade value is still high. And so trade him while you can and, you know, start fresh. You know, nobody sees Houston as a team that's going to win now anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I just don't see how, you know, you either have to retire, you know what I mean, or you have to play if they want you to play. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I'm willing to give up that easily if I'm Houston.
And when you spoke about retirement, you see what happened to Calvin Johnson when he tried to retire. They came back for all that signing bonus money.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if retiring would be the way to go because – if you retire and they start trying to claw back for, and you're talking about quarterback, $20, $30, $40 million, you know, you might not have that money to give back. You know,
Barry Sanders had to pay back when he quit, $5.5 million. Because they pay you, you know, up front, and you have to fulfill the contract.
You have to fulfill it. I mean, it's better. They always say it's better getting cut than retired.
No, you'd rather be cut.
Because you're right.
It's like a job. You know, if you walk out, right, and quit, you're not going to get the money. If you have a contract and they fire you, you're going to get paid. Right. You always want to get fired, no doubt.
All right, Marcus, let's go here. Dak Prescott, going to get a second MRI on the
shoulder. What does that say to you right off the top when you hear that he's getting a second MRI?
I don't like it, honestly. You know, this is a guy who you've been waiting to see, a guy who's been excited about playing. You know, I watch Hard Knocks. You watch Hard Knocks, probably. You know, you see he seems to, you know, to be excited. And the good thing, you know, there's obviously no good thing about, you know, when you're hurt for a season. But I always thought that breaks are better than tears. So, you know, he broke his ankle, but he didn't tear any ligaments in his knee. Those are the positions, you know, those are the injuries that you worry about a guy's movement. So he looked good. But now it's a elbow, a shoulder thing. You know, they don't quite know. I don't know, man. This just doesn't seem good, man. They say, you know, once one thing starts hurting, the whole body starts hurting. But I mean, I'll be initially worried, honestly, because this is a guy that you need to get him some reps. You need to get him some reps, Chris. Like this guy hasn't played in a year, and you're paying him, you know, $40 million a year. You're gonna want to see this guy play. And the pressure, honestly, is on Dak more than anything.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
This is interesting. When you think about the season, preseason's about to start, there was the Athletic put out a list of the top 25 most intriguing players for this coming season. They had Aaron Rodgers, number one, and Chris, who was it? Russell Wilson, number two. I yep. said that it was Matthew Stafford should be number one in that, you know, all the dialogue has been, it wasn't Stafford's fault in Detroit. Now he comes to the Rams with a great defense and, you know, all these receivers and all the other stuff. And now they're supposed to go to the Super Bowl with him. Who is Stafford the guy you're most intrigued by, or is it some other player coming into the season?
See, that's funny that you say that, Chris, because I think it's a double-edged sword. So one side is saying, you know, Stafford was in Detroit. Another side saying, well, Stafford had Calvin Johnson for all his good years. So, you know, who do you believe? You know, we haven't seen Stafford win when he's been on, you know, just subpar. You know, you've seen Aaron Rodgers pull teams. You've seen Drew Brees pull teams. You've seen Russell Wilson pull teams. You haven't seen really Matt Stafford do that. So I would be intrigued to see him play. I mean, there's a couple guys. I mean, all these rookies that's coming in as well. I want to see how Tua does this year because he had the hype behind him. We need to see
Tua's
how Joe Burrow
one.
Do. Exactly. Yeah. We need to see how Joey Burrow do. And, you know, him coming off his injury. I mean, the storylines are set up this year.
How about Marcus? I don't mean to cut you off. Kyler Murray.
No problem.
Right? Is he another guy you want to see? Remember, he faded in the second half after that, Chris, the Hail Murray. You remember that? And,
right.
and Kingsbury said, oh, yeah, he can share the MVP with Mahomes and all that. You remember?
I mean, not so bad. At the end of the day, I always said that division is the toughest division in football. And so, you had the 49ers who's coming off from, you know, Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they was the worst team in the division. So, you know, I don't know how far Kyler Murray's going to get in the division because I don't see Russell Wilson and the Seahawks going anywhere. I don't see the Rams going anywhere with Sean McVay. And I see the 49ers being a better team. And so I don't see them, you know, winning more than 9-10 games this year.
In that division, 10 would be pretty good.
What
do you see for, like, this Lamar Jackson? What type of year do you expect him to have? I think as the years go on, he's going to run for fewer yards. I don't expect him to get 1,000 yards rushing this year. I'm really intrigued to see what he looks like throwing the ball to his receivers outside of the numbers. What are your thoughts on what Lamar is going to do this year?
Well, I always say Lamar is the NFL's version of Russell Westbrook. So he's going to get you a lot of wins. He's going to look really good doing it. But when come time playoff and people got to, you know, the game plan, it's not so easy. But I will say they're going to win 12, 13 games this year, you know, in the 17-game season. They're going to win 12, 13 games. He's going to look great the entire season. What he has to do is he has to find ways to win the playoffs, and that's always going to be Lamar's thing because for the next 5 to 6 years, and I say 5 to 6 because I feel like he's going to be fast, and when I say fast, he's going to be Lamar's fast for the next 5 to 6 years, no doubt. You're not going to be able to – you can't stop this guy. He's just a superior athlete. He's going to find ways to win games. It's the NFL. You know, you find ways to get first downs. You find ways to extend plays, score touchdowns. You're going to win games. So they're going to win games in the regular season. But Lamar is always going to be about the playoffs. And they're going to get to the playoffs this year, I believe. And it's just going to be, can he find ways to win? Can he find ways to use his arm and win? Because, you know, they're going to, you know, get guys around him to kind of extend and make plays. And it's going to always come down to how accurate can he be between the numbers.
That's good stuff, Marcus. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Bring you back, man. Thank you.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Take care. Hey, share some of that money with me next time. I love you, man.
All right. No doubt.
All right, brother.
We'll give you some of Deshaun's penalty money. I mean,
right. More Odd Couple coming your way. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're going to get right to our next guest. He is here from Dyersville, Iowa. Leo A. Rault, a photographer for Reality Tell Your Vision. Leo, welcome to the iCouple.
Leo,
so you were there at the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here right now. I'm actually sitting here on the famous bleachers where the movie scene took place. I'm right outside of the arena right now. There's a beautiful sunset going. It's so nostalgic. It is the most. It's an energy. It's a vibe. There's no place on earth like this right here. What I'm experiencing, guys, it's crazy. And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no doubt, Chris. I know Leo from Detroit. Leo, I helped mentor. He was when I met him, he was a Lions PR intern, right, Leo? Many moons ago.
Broadcasting intern.
Yes, broadcasting intern. And he loves sports. But, Leo, I was going to ask you, the crowd, what was the crowd like? It's so intimate. How close do you feel to the action in the game? Does it feel like you're at a little league game?
Yes. I mean, actually, so I've been here for the past couple of days representing Parker and Grant, getting some content for them. So today, you know, the players showed up early. And they were just mingling with everybody before the fans got here. But they were just on this field, you know, right next to the house where the movie scenes took place. And then there is this cornfield that divides the brand new stadium, and then this, you know, little league field. So yes, it was really, really, you know, hands on, really up close. But then you go to the stadium for the game, and you know, the national anthem plays. And guys, it was insane because, you know, the airplanes flew over, but I can just hear people just say out loud, wow, that was really emotional. You know, it's such a classic American summer, you know, energy that's taking place here. And, you know, it feels like you're in the movies, just like a classic baseball film. That's what it feels like. You're in a movie.
Are you able, and I know you're not down there with the players, but are you able to get any feel for how excited they are to be playing in this?
Yes, they were really. Yes, I got to interact with the players before the game started, and they were just pumped. You know, it just shows that you feel like a kid again. You know, I'm looking around right now, and there's a bunch of families here, a lot of father and son playing catch with the football. I mean, with the baseball, and that's exactly what the feeling is. It's just such a family vibe, and I think the players, if I can guess, I think what they took away from this is they're back to their roots. You know, they're back to why they started playing baseball. And Ms. Parker, you and I talk about this all the time. You're a huge fan of baseball.
Right.
I think this right here represents that American culture, old classic baseball culture. And it's amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah. The pictures from television are absolutely spectacular. Just the scene, you know, the cornfield, just the intimacy of the crowd. And, you know, Kevin Costner, and they're putting movie clips in between. I mean,
yes.
The whole thing is really well done.
And the music, too. The music is playing throughout the entire place.
How about when the fighter planes, jets, went overhead? What was that like, you know, in such a, you know, there's not a lot of place, a lot of stuff, buildings to take up some of the sound. What was
right.
that? What did that sound like?
You know, for me, you know, Sparker, as you know, I was born and raised in Japan, and I played baseball back in Japan. And I always admired the American culture and the love for the game and the patriotic side of America, you know, and everybody coming together to one thing. You know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, today in society, there's a lot of, you know, people dividing ourselves through race. But tonight, absolutely not. This is for the love of the game. This is for the love of the United States of America. It doesn't matter if you're blue or red, whatever you believe in. When those jets flew over our heads, it's exactly what it felt like. It felt like America coming together under something that we love, and that's the game of baseball. And that's exactly what it felt like when the jets flew over our heads. Because people were saying, I can hear them saying, I'm getting emotional.
Great stuff, man. And look, I know Mr. Parker's a lot older than you. Probably old enough to be your grandfather, but call him Rob.
That's all good. Hey, Leo, he's a respectful guy. And we appreciate you jumping
Iowa.
For real.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work.
He's a great photographer, Chris. Leo, he is.
Yes, good luck with that, too, man. That's good. That's interesting, man. I bet it's electric there. Really.
Yeah.
And
you
I'll tell
just...
you what. Remember, Rob, I was saying what's it going to look like after a few innings is going to look like a normal game. It looks good because that background in the outfield doesn't change.
Right.
You know, so it is distinct and it looks that way. And
I think the White Sox want to make this their permanent home, Chris, because they're just hitting the ball out the park. It's 7-3 White Sox.
I know it. You're almost wondering, are the fences moved in? Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.